Getting to Lightning Bets coming up. Terrific show today. If you missed any of it, make sure you check it out via podcast or the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. Shea and Irving, Ian Harditz, and right there, John Murray joining us, the debut of 10 Toes Down. I'm already catching flack for my 10 toes. Oh, yeah, Joe, great call. Sam Darnold, he's going to suck. He got a $100 million contract. Like, he was fifth in the league in passing yards. I said not top 20. That's pretty bad if you pay a guy $100 million and he's riding the pond, and I can see that coming up this year. New feature that we're going to try and implement into the show this season. You got to go on the Odyssey app, follow the BetMGM network. I tweet it. We all tweet out the link on a constant basis, betmgmnetwork.com. That's how you listen to it. It'll take you right to that page, okay? Follow the BetMGM Network, and on the BetMGM Network page on the Odyssey app, you will see send a voice message. So we're going to try to work that into the show. Maybe you have a 10 toes down. Maybe you want to yell at us for getting a pick wrong. Coming up this weekend, you can leave us a voice message, and maybe we'll play it on the show.
I love this. Interaction is king. And if you're wondering, what does it look like? If you're watching visually right now on YouTube or on Twitch, here's the BetMGM Network. You see that button right there next to the Listen Live button? That's it. That little microphone right there, right next to the orange button. All you do is hit that little microphone, and it goes right to Jake. And then Jake gets to play gatekeeper because that's what Jake loves to do.
Oh, no. What are they going to say? Jake, if it's really bad, just don't even bother. Well, maybe you could edit it.
The real bad ones will just go straight to the Ramley text thread. We'll do it that way.
Good.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
We can bleep. We can bleep things out.
We can.
Well, how bad are we willing to go? They start talking about our moms and stuff like that. Like, I could see that. It could go down a bad road. Have you read the iTunes reviews? They go off on Jake from time to time, you know?
Sometimes I was going
to
say, what was the one? I don't know. I'm pretty know-it-all or whatever that one guy said.
Like a smug face. Yeah.
Smug. Smug, that's what it was. I'm very smug.
No. It was better than that. I'm going to find it. I want to find it.
Okay. All right. While you're looking for that, saw this from the Rich Eisen show. Everybody loves Bill Burr. And we know he's a diehard everything New England area, Boston area sports guy, right? And so he's going to defend Bill Belichick to the end. And he will turn the tables on you. If sports comes up, any interview, he turns the tables. He goes on the attack, right? That's what Bill Burr does. So the subject of Bill Belichick, his debut with North Carolina came up. Take a listen, Burr and Eisen.
Nothing that happens at the University of North Carolina is going to affect what happened in the NFL. You can try to make that be something.
No, and there are other shows talking about what happens in North Carolina could affect his legacy.
Let's talk about the major stories here today. You remember Emmett Smith on the Phoenix Cardinals?
The Phoenix Cardinals.
What happened?
Terrible.
I mean, I just don't think he has the passion anymore.
That's what Belichick on the sidelines of North Carolina
means to you. He gave the guy one game.
I know, but...
You're sitting there falling all over yourself to get on the good side of Arch Manning.
It was only one game. Keep your head up there, kid.
You got a senior citizen who goes south to retire, and you're kicking his cane out from underneath him.
I love Bill Burr. So good. Love it. Go after Eisen. I hate it when... and I'm not saying Eisen was doing it, when you'll hear at press conferences... People say, what do you say to people that say this? You mean you? Is that your question? Do you have the balls to ask me the question, or you want to hide behind that?
I love that poll. Emmett Smith, Phoenix Cardinals, only to be outdone. Do you remember at the tail end of his career when Jerry Rice was a Seattle Seahawk? I completely forgot about that because he went to the Raiders. Everybody remembers that. Goes to the Raiders. But then he was a Seahawk, and I believe for a very small period of time, Jerry Rice was a Denver Bronco. Nobody remembers that.
Really?
I believe so.
Burr's right, though. It's not going to impact his legacy in any way. Nobody's going to think about it. If it's really bad, nobody's going to care. It's about what they did in the great moments and the impact they made on the game. Like that, the Patriots years is what people are going to talk about. It's not going to impact his legacy in any way. It is sad, though, yeah, when you see guys that just hanging on, they want one more contract, and they go to some terrible team. I guarantee you that that was on Burr's mind because in the Cowboys documentary that's on Netflix, they did show that. And how Emmett didn't want to be there, and he was talking about it, but he wanted to still play one more year, get another contract, so he went to the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. I've actually fallen asleep to multiple episodes of the Cowboy documentary. Does that mean it's good?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I think the middle was good, like Cowboys-Niners. When they're kind of passing the torch from the Niners to the Cowboys, that part was good. But I think the beginning and the end kind of sucked.
Well, the NFL owns a big piece of that, as Shea talked about. And you know what else I'd like to correct real quick? ESPN got a lot of flack yesterday for the Red Zone. Because Red Zone is now going to have commercials. And Scott Hansen was on McAfee saying he's going to open up with 7 hours of Red Zone football starts now. No longer 7 hours of commercial-free football, 7 hours of Red Zone football. But that is an NFL mandate. I want to be very, very clear about that. And Scott Van Pelt was talking about this yesterday. This is not an ESPN decision. Now, you could say maybe this is good for ESPN going forward because it's more money in their pockets. But this is an NFL media decision. NFL produces Red Zone, not ESPN.
That's a very good point. That ESPN's going to get a lot of flack on this, but it wasn't their decision. They were already doing commercials, and McAfee talked about this as well. And he is right. And, I mean, he's supporting the brand and all that, but they did have, like, the wraparound ads. They would sometimes, you know, let's jam 10, 15 seconds in here. But now it sounds like commercial breaks, and Hansen was going out of his way. You're not going to miss. Like, when there's an important game, witching hour, you're not going to miss anything. He made sure to do that, but nobody's happy, and I certainly understand why. It's another thing that people are spending money on, and they're not getting exactly what they thought they were getting.
The internet, though, was great yesterday. The reaction to it, all the highlights with the Burger King Whopper commercials spliced in, Jaden Daniels throwing the Hail Mary, and right before it's caught, Whopper, 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 Whopper. Very funny. Very, very funny.
All right.
Lightning bets.
Go ahead.
NFL. Yes. We have to give a bet tonight. I lean to the Cowboys, but I'm not going to go there. I think Dak's number on passing attempts is too low. And I want to bet this now because by the time we get to kickoff, this number might be higher and the juice might be worse. So you can go Dak over 36.5 passes at -108, -110, readily available right now. BetMGM, -130. So we might be on the way to 37.5, Joe, and I don't want it to land 37 and people get a bad number. I agree with my guy Freddie, over 36.5 passes on Dak.
Like that. The attempts should be there tonight. And even if it's a close game, it wouldn't surprise me if they're there because they don't want to run the football. They don't have the talent to run the football. All right, I'll probably tell you and play that as well. I am playing Ferguson over 33.5 receiving yards. It's funny that props-wise, we're landing on Cowboys. And first touchdown of the game because of the value. We were talking about Cowboys. Like, you brought up Lamb at 12. I brought up Ferguson 19. We see Dak is 50. We'll probably have something there. But for lightning bets, you're doing Dak pass attempts. I'm going to Ferguson over on the yards. And before the week kicks off, we're not taking Philly for Survivor. I think you landed on Denver. I'm going to be picking Denver, and I'll have some Arizona as well, even though I'm a little uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, I do like Denver. I understand it'll be a popular pick in the big contest, and that's fine. But I'll probably do Denver. I like San Francisco, but I got pushback there. Maybe I go Denver-Jacksonville. But definitely have to have at least one of my entries on Denver. I agree with you.
People think Seattle's going to win that game?
People don't like road favorites inside the division.
Yeah, divisional matchups. I understand. That was on my commandment list. Also, pick a winner. All right, let's go to Jake and Paul. Paul, start us off. What are you doing for lightning bets?
All right. I know I'm wearing this Eagles hat, but I am also looking at Cowboys. So, Joe, same theory or same church, different pew. I'm going to go Shoemaker. First touchdown at 66. I think tight end angle as well, but I'm going to play that. And then I think definitely a potential for a track meet here. Eagles, a lot of new pieces on defense, ring ceremony, banner ceremony, et cetera, et cetera. Go Cowboys team total over 19.5 at -110. I think that's a way to play the total and get a little bit of a lower number, and you don't have to worry about the full game as well.
All right, Jake, what you got?
Only one bet in tonight's game for me. I'm going to go Pickens, longest reception. Feel like head case, but they're going to want to get him involved, and he's a deep threat, so I'll go with that. And I don't want anything to do with the side of the total because I feel like this is just going to get weird, so I'm good. Baseball bets, I'm going to keep betting the Astros as long as you give me plus money against the Yankees. I think they're way better. And let's go with the White Sox for the sweep. We're pricing them at plus 130 against a Twins team that is – basically us, so I'll take the White Sox. Get the sweep, baby.
All right, thank you, Jake. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with a Pro Football No Sweat token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win over at BetMGM. And don't forget, just like last football season, that winning football Sundays start with the BetMGM Network. Sunday mornings, you wake up with BetMGM Game Day. Myself, Kate Constable, and Jason Lockenfora, we set the stage 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern every Sunday morning. Then it's You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff. Nick Costos, Sammy P, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. takes you right to kickoff of all the games. Line movement, props, fantasy. We've got you covered with it all right here on the BetMGM Network. Tomorrow's Friday. We go over the entire week one NFL slate, react to what we saw last night, look ahead to the weekend in college football. You'll want to be here 9 a.m. Eastern. For Sam, I'm Joe. This has been Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.